version, however, since it was, and is, fundamentally sound due to its foundation in the eternal, traditional Futhark system. It is hoped that these more developed ideas will also be able to find a larger audience, and it is to that end that the Institute for Runic Studies, Asatru, and the Rune Guild were founded in 1980 of the Common Era. As it stands, Futhark remains the first step in learning the ABCs of the esoteric wisdom of our Germanic heritage. Edred. Introduction. Much has been hinted at concerning the runes and their magical power in recent books. However, none of these works has delved into the practical magical uses of the ancient Germanic runes and the system they embody, and in which they are in turn contained. It is the avowed intention of this work to rectify this dismal state of affairs, to deal with the practical side of the half-forgotten, much-neglected runic system of magic and mysticism. This is still one of the most powerful forms of metaphysical thought available to the Westerner, and one which he himself developed. The roots of runic tradition have been hidden from our view for several hundred years, but now the long-awaited age has arrived, in which the power of the runic mysteries will again become manifest. Among English-speaking magicians, rune knowledge has been steadily on the decline since the days of King Canute, but their lore never completely died out, especially in Scandinavia, where runic incantations, or galdrar, continued to be practiced until fairly recent times. This work is intended to invoke the runic force in the minds of all men and women, so that their lore and mysterious power may again be born to rise to the level of their former splendor in the English-speaking world. The runes embody the greatest and the smallest secrets of nature, and they are the keys to those secrets, for they are indeed the secrets themselves. Too long have these magnificent tools of magic been allowed to atrophy in dusty tomes. Now, their ways are again made known to those who would be wise. Rune lore represents an important part of the oldest tradition of initiatory wisdom magic known to the Germanic world. The ancient Goths, Scandinavians, Germans, and English all knew the power of the runes, and they were bound together by a mighty guild of rune masters who taught their craft throughout all the tribes of Northern Europe. It would seem wise for the descendants of these forebears to turn to the runic power to regain the depths of their hoary wisdom. For if we are to believe their lore, these ancestors never died, but rather were reborn, generation after generation, always keeping their secrets with them. Until now, they are us. Through the runic keys, we may again unlock these secret recesses of the soul, and thus unleash wisdom and magical power for our own use today. The runes and the runic system, as an eternal expression of world laws, may be constantly put to new uses without in any way violating their timeless and archaic characteristics. Therefore, they are now used in systems of psychological integration and cosmological investigation, both of which are actually firmly based on precepts found in the Eddas. One of the most potent aspects of the runic system of magic and philosophy is its openness and lack of dogmatism. Information given in this book is intended to be a guide for the talented and inventive Witki, who should use it as a stepping stone toward becoming a true philosopher in his or her own right. Again, the traditions of the Eddas and sagas are the best indicators of the spiritual directions the Witki should take in order to get the best results. In ancient times, every free man was his own priest. So it should be today. As far as a plan of development and initiation is concerned, it is suggested that the aspiring Witki should go through the entire book, developing a personal version from the complete system given in the following chapters. However, even today there exists a rune guild that provides a more systematic initiation for the dedicated Witkar. This book is divided into three main sections, containing the knowledge, theory, and practice of runecraft. This, coupled with other viable books on magic, forms the basis for a fairly advanced level of initiation. It is impossible to express the vastness of a system as all